This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
So, haere mai, welcome to the Dunedin Otaru Sister City Society podcast. I'm your host today, Haruko Stewart, a member of the Sister City Society and a Japanese Senior Teaching Fellow of the Languages and Cultures Program at Otago University. I'm here today for our 17th episode in the studios of Otago Access Radio, located in central Dunedin. I'm right here with today's fantastic guest, Izumi Uchida, a kindergarten teacher, a reporter, a translator, a coordinator for nature-related documentary films, etc., etc. Basically, she's everything. So I will ask her about all the things that she has been doing so far in this episode, as well as in the next episode. So, Izumi, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Great. Thank you for joining me. Honor to be here. Oh, great. Thank you for joining me today. So, first thing first, could you please introduce yourself to our listeners, like where you come from and what you do, and so forth?
So, my name is Izumi Uchida, and I came from Japan, Tokyo, and I came to New Zealand in 1993 as a backpacker. Mm-hmm. But while I was backpacking, I have one acquaintance in Dunedin, and I came to see him. And then after that, somehow my fate sort of brought me back, and I got a job in Natural History New Zealand. Mm-hmm. Natural History Unit in Television New Zealand. Uh-huh. In 1993. Uh-huh. And since then, I have been here.
Oh, great. Oh, my God. It's a long time, Izumi.
It's a long time,
yeah.
Yes.
So you were a backpacker first.
I was a backpacker, yes.
And you came to Auckland first?
I went to Wellington because I was sort of homestaying for a month. Somebody that I met in Japan.
Uh-huh.
And
A Kiwi person.
Uh-huh. And then I was homestaying, but it was a working holiday program, so I had 1 year.
Yeah.
So
you've got a limit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I came here in June, mm-hmm. and I wanted to save money.
Yeah, of course.
While it is in winter.
Yeah.
And I wanted to travel in spring and summer.
Yeah, okay, well organized. Wow.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, you are such a special person, Izumi. I know you're a very, very humble, modest person, but, I mean, I've been talking to you and I've been finding out a lot about you, but I want to find even more. So, you know, like, you are a reporter and a documentary film producer and everything. So, when you were little, I want to find out what you were like, because to be a person like you now, I mean, I want to find out, what were you like when you were little in Tokyo?
Well, I was a very sort of quiet person.
Oh, really?
Yes. I was shy and quiet.
Oh.
And because I'm a single child, and my parents were both working.
Oh, so, wow.
But my parents were sort of unique because my father...
Oh, I bet you. Your parents, yeah, should be unique.
Yeah, my father worked in a theater group called Hayuza.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And he was not the actor, he was a director.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So a creator part, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And my mother was a flower arrangement teacher.
Oh, wow. So they are both artistic.
Yeah, they were very poor.
Oh, no, but their hearts were full of joy and everything.
Yeah, so they did another kind of, so-called day job, like, 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
They were sort of, doing this and doing that. And,
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I mean, in any countries, to be an artist is a hard job, right?
That's right.
I totally understand.
Yeah.
But you've got a joy and you've got, a satisfaction, a sense of achievement and, like creativity. That's great.
Mm.
Wow. So you had that background.
I had that background. So I didn't sort of, think about security.
Mm-hmm.
I always think about dream.
So. Oh, that's fantastic.
last day, because not many people do this kind of thing these days, but it's very important. Wow. So whereabouts in Tokyo? I mean, Tokyo is so big.
Mm. Yeah. I was right in the middle of Tokyo, Bunkyoku.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
There are a lot of schools and everything, right?
There are lots of schools. Mm. And, you know, I mean, it's just a very quiet part.
Oh, you know, that's rather good for artists.
Well, yeah. I don't know. It's just, you know, it's just normal, just residential area.
Yeah.
And we were living with our grandmother, and our grandmother was the flower arrangement teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And she was actually quite sort of prominent in that flower arrangement world.
Wow. Is it like a Obararyu style?
It's called Sōgetsu.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Sōgetsu.
That's another big one.
Ikebana group.
Yeah.
And
so she was a teacher.
She was a teacher.
Yeah.
But what made her special was she was one of the first university graduate in Japan. And she graduated English literature sort of department. So she could speak English, and she was one of the first university graduate in whole Japan.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, so wait a minute. So at that time, so you were like, okay. I'm just kind of thinking about what time, I mean, what era it was. So it was
Yeah, I think, you know, it must have been 1960s or 70s. She became the cultural ambassador Japan.
Yeah.
So she was sent to, like, America, Australia, and she actually came to New Zealand.
Really? Oh.
Very long time ago.
Oh, my God. You were meant to be in New Zealand, isn't me? Yeah. Wow.
So,
really?
Yeah, so that was my grandmother's sort of background.
And you were living with her, right?
We were living with her, yes. And we got a little garden.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess because my parents are both working and my grandmother was working. And so I was pretty much, you know, there was a helper who was living with my grandmother.
So
I spent a lot of time with her, but also I was just reading and reading a lot of books and dreaming. And
I love that. I love that part.
And,
dreaming.
And also, you know,
that's
when
good.
When I can, then I want to watch TV. Like,
of course. Well, you know, we are from the same era. TV was everything. No internet, nothing. You know, TV was
that's
the
right.
one
that's
for
right.
entertainment.
That's right. We just didn't have it for 24 hours, right?
No.
We had it only about, you know, 1 or 2 hours for the children.
Exactly.
So, you know, there was limited.
Yeah, but after 9 or something, I mean, it's an adult time.
That's right.
Wow.
So that's what I did.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, my God. I mean, I want to know more about your grandma, but it's about you, so I'll keep asking you. But wow, so that's your kind of upbringing, like the people around you. Yeah, so you were influenced by them, you know. They are all artistic people.
Yes, I didn't, as I said, you know, I never thought about security in the future in a more
That's all right.
concrete way.
For now, just now is very important. Wow.
It's a fun way.
Yes, it's the best way. And you've been doing that very well. So what kind of books were you interested in? Do you remember?
Yeah, that's the thing, because I actually really like nature.
Oh, yes.
And my best books are Dr. Dolittle.
Of course.
Who could speak to animals.
Yeah.
And I just love the book.
Oh.
I also like Narnia, the fantasy land.
Uh-huh. It was popular even, 10 years ago again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also... there's a story starting from New Zealand that one boat with 15 young boys got stranded in other island.
Yeah.
And then the 2 years of life of 15 15 boys on a kind of, you know, no man's.
Living together.
Living together.
Being creative to survive.
Yeah. That's right.
Really?
I like that kind of survival story. Robinson Crusoe. That kind of sort of, you know, survival. On the island is my love.
Well, you're a dreamy girl. That's good.
Yeah.
Wow, so nature, art, all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, have been there like since you were little. Yeah.
Adventure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's great. Mm-hmm. So what were you like at school? You were, like you said, you were a quiet girl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was. Normally quiet, and I guess I was, well, I can clearly remember, and well, it's not when I was young, but I like the comedies and comedians.
Yes. Yeah.
And
Japanese
time,
ones?
Japanese ones. Uh-huh.
Like Yoshimoto?
No, that's Western.
I know what you mean.
I'm from Tokyo, so, you know, I would go for Drifters.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. Well, of course. I'm with you.
That's my era, right?
Yes.
So my dream was I love Kato-chan.
Well, he's very popular.
He's very
one of the comedians in that group. Like five of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're good at musical instruments as well. Mm-hmm. They are very talented people, right? Yeah.
They were the sort of opening act of Beatles.
That's right. I've heard that. Yes. That's right. Oh, my God. So it's like 1964 or something.
Something like
that. The Beatles came to Japan. Yeah, I remember that. Well, I was not born, I guess. Kind of about to be born, but... Yeah, okay.
So
they were very popular.
Yeah, so I really love comedy.
Yeah.
And I really, really, you know, attached to the comedians.
Oh,
so my dream was to live with that comedian in, you know, a remote island.
Live with them. Oh, my God.
Maybe one of them.
One of them, Kato-chan. Yeah, your most favorite one. Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So, yeah.
However,
yes, yes.
I mean, that I couldn't sort of express myself because I was shy. So although I thinking about all the sort of, you know, imagination.
Yeah.
In my imaginative life, I'm life, sort of, you know, with a comedian, life. I'm sort of far away, adventurous life.
Yeah.
But in the real life, I was not very good with sort of speaking with you know, as a friend.
Yeah.
So I remember clearly.
In reality and in your dreamy world. Yep. Yeah.
Very different.
Very different.
So I made my first joke to other people.
Yeah. At
when
school.
I was, 25.
What? What?
I couldn't say the funny things.
Really? I'm sure people thought you were funny. Maybe you thought you were not.
Well,
but
I was natural. I guess I was naturally sort of funny in a way.
But tell me about it.
What I wanted to make a funny comment.
Like a comedian.
Like a comedian kind of comment.
Yeah, to make everyone
laugh.
That's
right. To make everybody laugh. Yeah. I couldn't do it
until
I was 25.
Oh, congratulations.
I was shy. Yeah. I clearly remember.
25.
Yeah.
Well, you are a real adult, is me.
I know. So I remember, it took me 25 years to make a joke.
Yeah.
I finally did it.
Oh, can I
remember
ask you what kind of joke it was?
No, I completely forgot.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a special day. Why don't you remember that?
I wanted to
hear that. But anyway, so you made it. Congrats.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So you were already working at the age of 25, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, until then, I was pretty shy.
Okay, that's what you wanted to say.
That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, so you were a shy girl, but very creative, dreamy girl. That's great. So you told me that you went to kindergarten and then primary school and junior high school, senior high school, kind of one affiliated kind of school, the same school.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
So
what was it like, the life in that school for what, 10 years? For quite a long time.
I think it is a kind of a school that attached to the quite a famous educational university in Tokyo.
Oh, yes. Ochanomizu University. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So, it's a women's university.
Yeah. But
in schools, you've got
school. No, half-half in kindergarten, half-half in primary school.
Co-ed.
Yeah, co-ed. Mm-hmm. And one-third men, two-thirds women in a junior, and girls only in high school.
Oh, wow.
So that's the kind of a, you know, school system that I went. I don't know how it is now. So I was co-ed up until junior high school.
Oh, that's good.
But that's a high school. But point is, it was a very, very well-known school. So when I went in as a kindergarten child, it was like a lotto.
Oh, because everybody wanted to go to that that so kindy.
So you have to do the lotto first.
Yes.
So only one in four come to the interview.
Right.
So I went in with a lotto.
Oh, you mean seriously? Like a lotto?
Yeah, yeah, seriously.
It's not a metaphor. It was a lotto.
No. It's a lotto. So, you know, you have a kind of a...
oh, my God.
What do you call it?
Oh, my goodness.
The box. And there are balls in it. And you turn it around.
Like a machine for a lotto.
Yeah, machine for a lotto.
Yeah.
And one in four are red. So if the red one comes...
Seriously?
Then you can get the interview.
Okay, so even until you get an interview opportunity chance, you have to actually do a lotto.
Before the interview.
Oh, my God. So otherwise, you cannot even be interviewed because there are so many people who wanted to go to that kindy and school.
Yeah, because it's known as a good kindy and
school. Of course. Oh, it must be. Everybody knows that school.
And also, it's cheap.
Yeah, because it's a state one.
It's a state one. It's cheap.
Yeah.
So,
well.
It's a public system.
Yes,
so
yes.
It's cheap and well known.
Of course.
So anyway, I got in with a lotto. And then I got in, I got interviewed with my mom.
Oh, so you got
myself,
the red one.
And then apparently while the interview was happening, because I'm a single child.
Yes.
And I haven't met many other children. Apparently, I was very happy.
Yes.
When, you know, an interview was going on. So according to my mom, I was just singing along and walking around while my mom was being interviewed by the interviewer.
Really? Just, in the same room?
In the same room.
How many of them, like interviewers?
No. One.
Oh, one.
One interviewer with my mom,
right.
I believe.
Yeah.
And, but I was in the same room and just walking around and singing. And I think that, you know, well, I wouldn't know, you know, if I would be chosen if that kind of situation.
Well, you were little, very little, right? Yeah.
You wouldn't think,
am I going to get it? Am I going to get it?
No, right? No,
yeah.
I have no idea.
Oh, it's an interview. Okay, so I'll be myself.
Well, I don't know. I just don't remember. Just I was singing and I was happy.
Well, it worked. It worked.
So it worked.
Oh, okay.
So I was chosen to be in that school.
Great.
With lotto and being happy.
Well, I mean, you got the chance to be interviewed, but you were kind of interviewed. So I think you were great. That's why they liked it. He liked it. She liked it. I don't know. One interviewer liked you. So that's great.
Yeah, and then as I grew up and older, because all the top level student
right in that school
from Tokyo would like to come into the primary school, junior high school, and high school. So every time, on top of us, the kindergarten people, there's a best student coming on top of us.
I see. I know what you mean. Well, you were the best when you were at kindergarten.
But not at the high school.
Really?
So, you know, it was a kind of a big pressure going on because all the best students in all the schools are coming in our school.
Yeah.
So it was
at primary school at the beginning of it, and then 6 years later at junior high school, in a senior high school. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All the people who wanted to come and studied very hard.
Very, very hard.
Very competitive.
Like, you know, in high school, some of my friends, before the exam, didn't have bath for a week. Because every single minute, she wanted to work.
No way.
And
Can't
she
even
was,
take a bath?
No. And when she was eating, she would be studying and eating.
At the same time.
At the same time. So that was that hard. Some of the sort of classmates did. Yes. I know, seriously. I mean, you're so clever.
Well, to listeners, I have to tell you, in Japan, we've got examination hell.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
So if you want to go to a very competitive school, you have to really study hard.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, but that hard.
That's hard.
Oh.
And then, you know, some of my classmates were like always top 10 in whole Japan.
What? What have you just said? Whole Japan.
Whole Japan. So, you know, you got the Mogishiken.
Yeah, like a mock test, mock exam.
Yeah, mock exam run by sort of commercial companies or whatever.
Private companies, yeah.
Quite often there was a top 10.
And I just... Well, maybe you were one of them.
Never, never, ever, ever, ever.
Oh, you were anyway,
no,
good. But,
you know, that made me always think, I am not good. Because, you know, my classmates are so good. So in my sort of junior high school and high school, I was always thinking that, well, I'm not good.
Oh, no,
well,
that's
way,
not good. Oh, well, a lot of pressure.
At least, you know, I was an academic.
Uh-huh.
That's what I always thought. That, you know, I mean.
You still are.
Well,
and,
in the end, you know, when I look back, I was okay.
Of course.
But I thought that, you know, I was not good because
I know what you mean.
So good people around
You're surrounded by them always.
So and it's kind of a suffering, you know.
You know, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, like what, every 3 years, 6 years, you see those people who just came, like, pass the exam, the hardest, one of the hardest exams, come to you, to your class. I mean.
I know.
Of course.
Academically, that was a bit of pressure.
I understand.
And for a lot of people who comes from the bottom, it was a bit hard. However, that's one side.
Mm-hmm.
And the other side is that, you know, I didn't particularly study hard. So that's
well,
on me too.
It's time. I mean, for 6 years. Come on, please let us have freedom.
No, it's not only six. You know, it's 12 years.
No, she's humble. Izumi's humble. She did study hard. I bet you.
No.
But yeah, I know what you mean. Because a lot of people do have exams like at kindergarten, and then at primary school, and then at junior high school. Just like every 3 years, 6 years, and they have to go to cram schools, right? And they have to take a lot of mock exams.
Yes.
It's a student's life, hard life in Japan.
Yeah.
For a lot of them.
In a way, I have to say that, yes, I went to that, what do you call it? Supplementary school?
Yeah,
or
like
school?
Affiliated school. You mean like the...
Juku?
Oh, you mean cram school.
Is
prep school.
Cram school.
Cram school or prep school.
So I went to prep school.
Yeah.
Tried to catch up with all the sort of excellent students coming.
Yeah.
Well, I guess my parents pushed me into since I was in... class four in the primary school.
So you were like 10 years old.
Yeah. From onwards.
You did go to cram school.
I did go to cram school.
Although you did have like your junior high school and senior high school. And
I could go, but I guess, you know, I tried to catch up or, you know, I tried to be...
Because you've got those, you know, very good student,
geniuses students.
Yeah.
The whole Tokyo.
Who have just passed that hard exam.
Yeah.
Oh.
But that was such a dry thing to do. You have to memorize all
of
the sort of, you know, countries of the world and, you know, what they produce and all the sort of, you know, name of the politicians and
I know.
Everything.
History, like, from Jomon era.
Exactly.
A long history and everything.
Everything.
Wow.
You have to remember
math,
so much.
science,
yeah.
social studies,
yeah.
everything.
So, you know, I don't think it is the best kind of student life.
I know what you
in
mean.
In Japan.
Yeah.
And I was right in there. I was just very studious and studied. Yes, I studied.
Of course, yep.
And, you know, I spent so much time studying. And I thought it was such
total,
a waste.
In total, like for how many years? Like for 6 years? I mean, you started going to cram school like at the age of 10.
Yeah, 10 to 18, right?
Wow.
So, you know.
The whole time,
yeah,
like
yeah,
for
yeah,
eight,
yeah.
8 years.
Yeah, until I get to the university.
Oh, wow. Although, like, you went to Ochanomizu, and then up to the end of senior high school, as long as you do well enough, you are kind of guaranteed that you can go to their schools?
Not to the university. University is separate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But up to the end of senior high school, if you do well enough, you were able to go to their schools.
Yeah, most of us.
But still, yes. You wanted to study hard because once again, you had those people who.
Well, you know, you cannot understand, right?
Wow.
You won't understand the class. Then, only the class doesn't quite get it. I mean, as I said, all the top students were in our classmates.
So the teachers have to actually accommodate them, right? So, I know what you mean. So the level is getting higher and higher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was sort of in the middle.
but you are a great middle.
I studied hard to get into the middle. It was not that easy.
And I always think well that, done, though. I mean, you know, it's rewarding, I'm sure. And what you did, I know it was kind of one of the hardest times when it comes to studying, but what you did is actually really working for you right now because you did pass very great, very good university. Yeah.
Yeah, I did. But if I may say, because it will lead to what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
So when I get into university and I took the German class because, well, my father and my grandfather were sort of German line. Well,
what does it mean?
Well, my grandfather was a professor in German.
Oh, the language.
Language.
Oh, wow.
And my father studied German as well. He studied abroad in East Germany.
Wow, Izumi-san. You see, that's why I've been meaning to have an interview with you because I'm finding another thing about you. Okay. So your German connection actually started at that time when you were little.
Well, before I was born.
Yeah, I know. Because, I mean, your father, your grandfather, both of them were German-related job people.
Yes. So,
wow.
You know, naturally.
Interesting. Amazing.
Yeah, I took the language in university.
As your second language.
Second language.
Yeah, because we all have to learn English at school.
And then second language, I chose German.
Yeah.
And it was my fresh year in university.
Right. In Keio University.
Keio University. Yeah.
One of the most prestigious universities in Japan, by the way. Well done. Well done.
Thank you. So I took the German class and there was a kind of a assignment that each one has to do some report on one aspect of Germany. So I did.
Could be cultural things,
could be
anything.
Could be anything.
Anything about Germany.
Anything about Germany. So I chose Bertolt Brecht, which is a playwright, which my father was
specializing in.
But one of the classmates have a kind of presentation about Rudolf Steiner and its education.
Yeah.
And then she said that, you know, Steiner education is widespread and it uses art, theater,
Yeah.
Music.
That's you, Izumi. That's
all
you.
Incorporated in the whole education.
Oh.
And I have never heard about it. And
yeah.
I thought, my God, I studied so many hours just to get into university.
Right.
But there's a completely different educational system that uses art as part of the education.
It's eye-opening, right?
It's eye-opening. And I thought, I would have loved to do that.
But Izumi, you know, because you had been studying very hard and got into KL and met her, your lovely friend, who knows a lot about that education system, that's why you actually got into that. So it was great that you studied very hard. Yeah. It makes sense to me. I mean, I know, okay, for 8 years you had hardships, but you passed that exam, the exam, and then you got into KL, so you met her, and you've got Shutainer.
Well, you know, it was an amazing revolutionary moment for me.
Oh, I'm sure.
All my sort of, you know, student life was completely denied.
What have I been doing until now?
Exactly. Yeah. So I met the Shutainer Education at that time, which sort of, you know,
I see.
Bring it to...
Yeah, now, up to now.
Today. Yeah.
Wow.
Because I'm teaching in the Shutainer Kindergarten.
That's right. So, wow, everything makes sense now. Everything kind of, you know, kind of gets together now and makes sense together. So, okay, sorry about my ignorance because, I do work for an educational system, which is a university though, but like high schools and all that. Japanese people, including myself, know not a lot, but we've heard about Montessori and, you know, like rhythm, music and movement, education system, all sorts of things. So what it is like to learn under that Shutainer education system? Well, what is it like? I mean,
well,
hard to say.
It is a very difficult question to answer.
Yeah.
But I believe the final, well, there's a saying, quote from the Shutainer, receive the children with reverence. Educate them in love. Set them go forward free. So receive them with absolute respect and a wonder that you have in front of you. And educate them with all the love you have and grow them out to be a free thinker so that they can think for themselves. And I think that is the essence of it.
So, very nice essence.
Yeah, very nice essence. Sorry, I might have made a little bit of mess with the code.
Oh, no, I don't think so. No, it makes all sense. It sounds great.
Yeah.
No, you explained it very well. Thank you.
Yeah.
Really. I understand now because that is, okay, I don't want people to get me wrong because there are a lot of good things about the Japanese education system as well. But you did think it was an eye-opening moment because it's not like it's better, it's worse, but it's very different from the Japanese education system. So that's why you really felt like, oh, it's the one that I wanted to do and it's an eye-opening moment, right? It's very different.
It's very different. And I think it is about, you know, expressing yourself.
Yeah.
Not by the school marks, but
which we do, we tend to do
in
Japan,
with music, with gardening, with cooking, with you know, art, or anything.
Oh, I wish I were there too. Oh my goodness!
It doesn't need to be the paper. It needs to be just something that you want to say.
Yeah.
In your own language.
Yes.
And that is what education, I mean, Shutainer tried to sort of instill in them.
So, okay, so, you know, like I mentioned Montessori. So it does overlap lot of things maybe between them, like because Montessori is like making you kind of be free-spirited and be individual, very original.
Well, it is interesting because I went to the Montessori school.
Oh, did you?
I mean, it's not the school, kindergarten, for placement.
Oh.
And there are similar side and very different side.
I mean, they're called differently.
Yeah.
I mean.
But in my understanding, the philosophy is based on the education system.
Yeah.
Maria Montessori was Christian.
Yes.
And she was
Swiss. She was a Swiss person.
No, she is Italian.
Oh, Montessori. Of course, the origin
Italian,
of the name. Yeah.
And she is sort of, you know, in her way, she observed the children and believed in their essence and their potential.
Yeah.
Because when they were not educated, all the people at that time said that they were imbecile.
Oh.
Basically. So they are not capable.
Oh.
But it was just not that. Mm. It was just they were not educated.
Mm-hmm.
And Maria
Properly.
Montessori saw that and have a kind of a system for making them independent person. But it is based on understanding of her quite classic Christian view.
Right.
Steiner,
on the other hand.
Steiner is also, he talks a lot about Christianity and Jesus Christ. However, his view of the human being is a bit more spiritual.
Oh.
What you call as a spiritual.
Yep.
And so he will talk about reincarnation.
Oh, like a little bit of Buddhism kind of thing as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He talks a lot about Buddhism and things as well, but also the cosmic relationship into the human beings too. So it is fundamentally very different view.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is so complicated, so I will stop here.
Yeah. Yes.
But as a practice, it's very different as well.
Yeah, of course.
So, for example, in Steiner, it is basically we try to educate them with imagination.
Imagination. Oh, that's
imagination.
For you, is me?
It's for imagination. And not intellectualize them at early stage.
Okay.
So more living in their body first. And coming into the body, learning about body.
Yeah.
And then experiencing and living in nature.
Oh.
And that's a kind of a base of Steiner education.
Great.
While Montessori is more about practicality.
Oh, yeah.
So they have lots of different beautiful sort of toys, but it is about sort of, you know, measuring this or putting the button in or something. It is very sort of, in a way, practicality. And then in the Steiner, it has to happen in the context of daily life.
Yeah.
And in the Montessori, it is sort of, you know, taken out from the place. And then they are actually learning.
Yeah.
And it is very much strongly encouraged to learn to read and write. And all
so like classroom-based.
Classroom. That's classroom.
Well, you could go out too, but.
It's not classroom because each one can choose which one to.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So Montessori, there's a choice of learning.
That's right.
So
if someone wants to go to, I don't know, go outside and to be on a swing, he or she can too in Montessori too.
Yes. If it is outside time.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. But if when you're there inside, you choose which one to learn.
Yeah.
And they can learn
at
their will.
Yeah.
But in Steiner, all the learning is in the context of like home situation.
Yeah.
Society. So quite a different, in the practice, they are very different.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the base idea is quite different.
Yeah. But, wow, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm learning a lot. Wow. So you were really like, you know, surprised and very happily surprised mm-hmm. to find out, mm-hmm. You know, a lot about Steiner mm-hmm. from your friend. So that was your maybe first turning point in your life? Well, there must have been a lot of turning points, but education-wise.
Education-wise.
For your future career-wise.
Well, yes and no, mm-hmm. I guess, because at that time, mm-hmm. you know, I was already, you know, mm-hmm. finished all that kind of in school years.
Yeah.
So I was not looking it as my career.
Uh-huh.
I didn't look at...
That's right.
It's, such as... Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Because, yeah. Okay, maybe you've got an idea. The idea mm-hmm. in your mind, mm. you got the idea. Mm. But before that, you were, yes, you were working for Telecom Japan as a multimedia production company staff member.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Fly Communications, and it was a publishing production kind of company.
That is after university, yes.
Uh-huh.
So
yes.
By the time uh-huh. I was at university,
uh-huh.
because I was, until then, mm-hmm. I was studying.
Yes.
So I wanted to spread my wings.
Yes,
so,
of course.
So I wanted to have adventure.
Uh-huh.
So in the university, mm-hmm. I joined the scuba diving club.
Oh.
And I went to sea every week, and I did some diving.
Wow.
And then that's what I did
uh-huh.
during the school years.
Wow.
And I guess and I studied sort of art history, art philosophy
uh-huh.
as my major.
Uh-huh.
So I went to all the sort of, you know, exhibitions
uh-huh.
and theaters
uh-huh.
and all the sort of fun things
uh-huh.
as my study.
Uh-huh.
So I was
of
having
course.
Fun.
Yeah.
And so when I graduated university,
mm-hmm.
One thing I sort of, you know, was thinking about is to become a primary school teacher,
uh-huh.
actually.
Oh, okay. So you did think you wanted to be a primary school teacher.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is
mm-hmm.
I liked so many things and I cannot choose. I am very bad in choosing.
Oh, no. That's great. A lot of people do kind of think, oh, I don't know what I want to do. But you knew what you wanted to do. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I like to know a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
And if I choose one job,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, I have to do that, right?
Uh-huh.
So if I was a primary school teacher,
uh-huh.
it covers everything.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it covers all the subjects.
Yeah.
And also, you have long holiday.
Oh, that's very important, isn't it?
Very, very important.
Yeah.
So I think, you know,
well,
I wanted to be a primary school teacher.
That was a funny reason. But yeah, I mean, why not? I mean, teachers had to have vacation or break to be, you know, enthusiastic, keen teacher for the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
also, I didn't know that in kindergartens, you do have a longer vacation.
No, not in our kindergarten.
Primary school, sorry.
Primary school.
Sorry. Because we've been talking about a lot of things. Now I'm getting like, okay, primary, kindergarten.
No.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, primary school. Yeah.
But then,
mm-hmm.
because my life was very smooth,
uh-huh.
I have never had any hardship as such.
Yeah.
And I thought that, you know, I don't think I'm going to make a good teacher. Because, you know, if there's a student
uh-huh.
with a difficult background.
I know what you mean. Yeah, I know what you mean.
I would not be mm-hmm. able to do anything because mm-hmm. I don't understand. And I thought, you know, this is...
Because you haven't experienced it.
I don't have any experience, you know. My parents are nice uh-huh. to me and everything.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And if I come
uh-huh.
to the children
uh-huh.
with a hardship,
uh-huh.
I'm not a good teacher for them.
Wow, so you already thought like that.
Definitely.
Wow.
Definitely.
Good on you. That's great.
So, I don't know, but, you know, I just thought that, you know, I'm not going to be a good teacher, so mm-hmm. I better do something else.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked into, maybe I will work in media.
Oh, so that's one of the things that you were interested in as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So good to have, you see, good to have a lot of things that you are interested in.
Yeah. So then I can meet a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I can go to many places.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
and
media,
experience a I lot, yeah. including maybe some hardships, maybe.
Yeah. So I didn't come 100% give up on the teaching side, but I thought that, you know, if I really wanted to be a teacher,
yep.
I think maybe, you know, 10 years later,
yeah.
if I have a life experience,
yes.
I can go back.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Definitely.
And then so I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Pursue that path, mm-hmm. and then I look for mm-hmm. the media path.
Great. Oh, wow. Already, I'm just so into your stories, Izumi.
Did it make sense?
Oh, it does make sense. You are such a modest, humble person. So, I've been doing everything and here and there, and it's a messy life. And no, it's not. It's a fantastic life. And all those experiences you have done, working for you right now. Everything makes sense to me. But it's not actually it's finished. I mean, I want to still ask
sure.
you a lot about your career thing. So, okay, so you went into a field of media.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you exactly do first in telecom and fly communications after that?
Mm-hmm.
I know it's, again, hard to explain everything mm-hmm. in a short kind of, you know,
sure.
sentence or anything. But
sure.
Yeah.
So the first company, Telecom Japan,
mm-hmm.
was at that time very popular.
Yes.
And, I sort of, you know, mm-hmm. went into all the sort of major media company too, but mm-hmm. I failed all of them.
Once again, listeners, those companies are very competitive to get
very
as well. Universities, schools, competitive in Japan to get that.
Mm-hmm.
And companies, so-called good, quotation marks,
yes.
good companies are very hard to
yeah,
get into.
Maybe, you know, 50 people out of 5,000 or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
I failed.
Yeah.
So
very, very important to go to a good, so-called good school and good company, like to have a good life kind of, ideas are still in Japan, right?
Yes. But anyway, so I went to what is called as a production company.
Yeah.
So they make mm-hmm. the programs.
Yeah.
to different broadcasters.
Mm-hmm.
So broadcasters are the very stable job.
Yes.
Production companies are sort of slaves
of
the budget and the times. And anyway,
yeah.
so I went into one of the production company,
mm-hmm.
which was very famous
mm-hmm.
at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And it had a radio,
mm-hmm.
music video,
mm-hmm.
commercial one,
mm-hmm.
commercial two,
mm-hmm.
Even an advertisement commercial,
mm-hmm.
and AM radio, FM radio section.
Wow, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
And a publishing maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to go to TV maybe,
mm-hmm.
but I was sent to FM radio.
So you you told me you were a TV person. Yeah, yeah, you watched all those comedies and everything, comedians, shows and everything.
Yeah.
So that was what you wanted to do. I mean, I understand. I mean, for us, TV was everything.
Yeah, that's right.
So but, you were transferred to a radio section?
Radio section.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no idea about radio,
uh-huh.
not alone, like, you know, just I didn't listen to music to that level.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
As your hobby, like you did have your favorite groups and everything, but as a
professional
person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, FM radio was quite
it was
high.
Huge
it was
at
huge,
that time.
Right?
Everybody was listening to that.
Yes.
You know, while they were studying for examination. Hell.
Yeah.
Exams.
So
yeah.
it's not like an internet radio time.
Mm.
So
no.
in Tokyo, there was only two stations.
Mm.
NHK FM, FM Tokyo.
Yes.
That's it. Two stations only.
That's right.
So
oh my God.
It was just such a limited
mm-hmm.
you know, venue.
Yeah.
So all the directors were super, super, super knowledgeable
yes.
for all the music and yes. everything.
Yes. Yes.
I said, oh my God. You know, I was not so much with it.
But, you know, you were chosen. You were selected by, you know, those company people.
That's right.
They believe that you can do it. That's why. Because it's kind of learning. It's a learning thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a learning thing.
Yeah, as a freshman at that company.
So I learned the hard way.
Mm.
So that company had radio news, radio music news, radio drama, radio sort of interview with all the kind of interesting travelers and things, and a 3 hours live show. And,
wow, so many different things.
They got so many programs. And if you know, radio doesn't stop.
No.
So for
24/7.
24/7.
Yeah.
And particularly I was working in one program was like 5 minutes, music news.
Music news.
Music news. So, you know, all the sort of new release of the recordings.
Oh, who came to Japan for a concert.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I go to interview, I edit them, and then I sort of write a, you know, script.
Yeah.
And then I will record.
You did everything. To create that 5-minute program.
But it takes quite a lot.
Of course.
You have to make a booking, you have to make a 30 minutes.
Oh, that's
sort of
not just 5 minutes.
It takes forever.
Yeah.
And you have to do it 5 times a day. More as a crew. But you constantly have to do. Plus, you know, 3 hours program and, you know, 1 hour. It was so much.
Yeah. And, as you know, at that time, during our Showa era, working overtime was common.
Common?
Very common. Yeah.
I just have to tell you that, you know, at that time, I had actual real tapes for recording. It was six mil tape.
Yeah.
And carrying that 6 mil tape recorder, that was about 10 kg. And when you record, when you come back, you use the scissors to cut and Sprite. I mean, just like a sticky tape to connect the tape.
Oh, so you had to do that as well.
It's a physical job.
Oh, 10 kilograms you have to carry around 24/7 almost.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, Izumi, I think we should talk about that in more detail in our episode too, because I'm so into it and I just have to ask you a lot about that.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, it's time to say sayonara for now, for this episode. So, time went by very quickly. So I hope that you enjoyed listening to Izumi's amazing stories. But this is not the end. We will listen to her stories, another wonderful, other wonderful stories in episode 2. So thank you so much for joining me on the show today, Izumi. So this show is played on Otago Access Radio in Dunedin on the airwaves 105.4 FM and 1575 AM, and also on its website oar.org.nz. You can also listen to us online through your favorite podcast app, including Spotify and Apple Podcast. Just search for Dunedin Otaru Sister City Society Podcast. That's Otaru, once again, spelled O-T-A-R-U. So be sure to join us again next time for a very special show. 最後までお聞きくださりありがとうございました。So thank you very much once again, Izumi. It was great. I had a blast. Thank you very much. またね。待てわ。See you soon.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.